My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Teresa Negron, C-E-R-E-S-A-N-E-N-E-G-R-O-N. This visit was done on October 12, 2022. Number one, CKD5, or chronic kidney disease, stage 5. This CKD has progressed from a stage 4 to a stage 5 and is likely related to obstructive nephropathy associated with urinary retention, with possible neurogenic bladder, period. The patient has chronic bacteriuria, with the most recent lab showing growth of Klebsiella pneumoniae, period. She is symptomatic. She reports dysuria, burning, and cloudy urine, period. She is currently, she currently has an indwelling Foley catheter, and is was recently seen by Dr. Chiaway, C-H-E-E hyphen A-W-A-I, urologist, period. Because the recent lab was done more than a couple weeks ago, we will repeat the urinalysis with reflex to culture to better treat the UTI, period. The patient states she recently completed antibiotic therapy with Cipro a couple of weeks ago, period. Her kidney functions have drastically declined with recent labs showing a BUN of 41 from 38, creatinine of 3.4 from 2.9, and AGFR of 14 from 17, period. As previously stated, there is bacteriuria in the urine, along with hematuria, period. There is also evidence of nephrotic range proteinuria with the urine protein to creatinine of 3,579 milligrams from 6,328 milligrams, and urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 2,099 milligrams, period. This proteinuria is most likely related to the bacteriuria and may improve once we resolve the issue, period. We highly emphasize consultation with Dr. Bukka Putnam, B-U-K-K-A-P-A-T-N-A-M, urologist in Tampa, for further evaluation of this obstructive uropathy / nephropathy, period. We contacted the office to set up an appointment. However, we were unable to reach anyone. We will continue to contact the office as soon as possible, period. This CKD is also related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, mellitus, and the aging process. Cardiorenal syndrome secondary to ischemic dilated cardiomyopathy. And coronary artery disease are also parts of the differential period. We will order 24-hour urine protein and urine creatinine for further evaluation, along with repetition of the CKD labs, and we'll have a short follow-up in 3 weeks to review the results, period. Next line, we discontinued her protonics due to its nephrotoxic capabilities and adjusted her metoclopramide from 10 milligrams three times a day to half a tab of 10 milligrams twice a day, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is very uncontrolled. Her initial blood pressure was 191 from 90, but we repeated it, and the new blood pressure was still elevated at 182 over 84. Her blood pressure log from home reveals elevation in blood pressures with systolic ranging from 140s to 200s, and the diastolic in the 80s to 90s most of the time, period. This elevation in the blood pressure, along with the advancement in chronic kidney disease, is likely related to renal artery stenosis. Although the patient had a bilateral renal stent placed to the renal arteries, it has been quite a while, since 2014, and there is a great possibility that there is a great possibility of possible reocclusion of the renal arteries, period. We will order a renal dynamic scan for further evaluation. For the uncontrolled blood pressure, we added clonidine 0.3 milligram patch, one patch weekly, and we adjusted her PO clonidine from 0.1 milligrams every evening to 0.1 milligrams twice a day, period. We advised her to continue monitoring her blood pressure twice a day so we could monitor the trend, period. She is also advised to continue the other regimen for her blood pressure, period. It is very important that the patient abstain from sodium and also restrict her overall fluid intake to about 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours, period. Next line, renal artery stenosis bilaterally, that is both bilateral stents, in 2014 per patient. As previously stated, we will reevaluate with a renal dynamic scan to assess the flow in the through the kidneys. Period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is very well controlled on the current regimen. Continue with the low fat and cholesterol diet and decreased simple carbohydrates. Period. Next line, anemia of chronic disease. Her recent HNH is 8.5 and 26%. We will order iron studies for further evaluation and started her on new iron, NU-iron, 150 milligrams one tablet twice a day, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is very well controlled with an A1C of 6.0%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, nephrotic range, proteinuria, which is likely related to the bacteriuria. We will order 24-hour urine protein and creatinine for further evaluation, period. Due to the advancement in her kidney disease, we are unable to start her on any SGLT2, such as Farxiga or Jardiance. Neither can we start her on Kerendia, period. We will continue to monitor for now. Next line, secondary hyperparathyroidism with elevated PTH of 221. Serum calcium of 8.8 and mildly elevated phosphorus of 4.7, period. We discussed the importance of a low phosphorus in the diet to prevent calcification, period. We started her on Sensipar, 30 milligrams, one tablet daily. We will repeat the mineral bone disease labs for further evaluation, period. Next line, coronary artery disease / congestive heart failure / ischemic dilated cardiomyopathy. It follows with Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-A-R, and was recently seen by him on October 4th, period. She states everything is well concerning her cardiovascular condition, period. She is euvolemic, and again, we stress the importance of sodium abstinence and decreased fluid intake, period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperuricemia with mildly elevated uric acid level of 6.7 from 7.6. We will continue to monitor for now. Next line, GERD. We started her on famotidine, 40 milligrams, one tablet daily, and discontinued the protonics, period. Obstructive sleep apnea. Currently, she is not using a CPAP machine. Next line, pulmonary nodule, which she follows with Dr. D. Patel, pulmonologist, for management. We will reevaluate this case in 3 weeks with laboratory workup and